Our first speaker is Jennifer Doyle, the manager of the Space Policy Unit of the department whose name I cannot possibly memorise. But it used to be the acronym used to be DESERT. That was easy to remember. But with climate change added, it's impossible to convert into an acronym. But you know what department it is. Jennifer was originally in academia and has made a second career as a space bureaucrat, and she'll tell you all of the fascinating things about what she is doing, and in particular she'll introduce us to all the changes that will be brought about as a result of the government's adoption of the new satellite utilisation policy. So please welcome Jennifer.
Thank you, Michael. I mean, I know I only have 15 minutes or thereabouts, so it'll be hard to cover absolutely everything about the policy, but I'll just give you a broad overview of the key, underlining priorities from a government perspective. So, thank you for the opportunity to speak at this forum. My presentation today will provide a brief overview of the new National Space Policy, Australia's Satellite Utilisation Policy, the work of the new Space Coordination Office, and the importance of enhancing our engagement with stakeholders to progress the policy. The overarching goal of Australia's satellite utilisation policy is to assure ongoing, cost-effective access to the satellite capabilities on which we rely, namely through Earth observations from space, position navigation and timing, and satellite communications. These capabilities are principally via satellites and satellite-related infrastructure, hence the title of the policy. This civilian space policy is realistic and practical, with a focus on the space information Australia needs for its socio-economic and environmental well-being over the short to medium term. The seven principles listed form the basis of an achievable and realistic strategy which builds on Australia's competitive strengths, the effective accessing, interpretation and use of space-derived data, and the provision of the necessary ground infrastructure to achieve this. The latter is being addressed through the two infrastructure plans related to the policy, one on Earth observations, the other on positioning. These plans are currently being finalised through the appropriate government agencies, Geoscience Australia and the Bureau of Meteorology. From a government perspective, working with key Australian government stakeholders such as Geoscience Australia, CSIRO and the Bureau of Meteorology is essential to progressing most of the principles under the policy. For those who have not read the policy, I encourage you to do so. I'm sure you will agree that it is a sensible and explicit strategy that is specific to Australia's needs, yet enhances our standing in the international space community. Currently, there are 90-odd Australian government programs that utilise and or depend on information derived from space. Therefore, a key role of the new Space Coordination Office is to help ensure that these programs can continue to access this information. In terms of resourcing, the office will maintain a staffing level of 5 officers, including the manager, and will be funded within the existing resources of the department. It should be stressed that the office is not set up to provide technical expertise. Across government, technical expertise is maintained by a number of organisations where this expertise is relevant to their operations, such as Geoscience Australia, the CSIRO, Bureau of Meteorology. It is up to our office to coordinate this expertise. For example, an international space agency may approach the Space Coordination Office in its capacity as the first point of contact for Australian government space activities regarding a bilateral meeting. We will ascertain the topics they wish to discuss and organise the appropriate technical expertise from government and/or industry to participate at this meeting. Overall, the office will be and can be seen as a continuum of communication and engagement with both government, international and domestic stakeholder groups involved in providing a whole of government narrative on Australia's space activities. The new office will also manage the secretariat for the new Australian Government Space Coordination Committee, the SCC. This will be an interdepartmental government committee. The SCC will be responsible for information sharing across organisations on Australian government's civilian space activities, including the prioritisation of these activities. Ultimately, the SCC will feed its deliberations to the Minister and inform government priority setting. The office will also be the secretariat for the new advisory committee. This committee will comprise of representatives from state and territory governments, industry and research, and will be a key mechanism for the provision of advice to government from the space sector. Other areas under the governance arrangements will be the responsibility of the appropriate agency. For example, Geoscience Australia will manage the Earth Observations from Space Working Group and the Position, Navigation and Timing Working Group, which will feed into the Space Coordination Committee. The office will maintain the administration of the Space Licensing and Safety Office, referred to as SLASO. SLASO implements the regulatory and safety regime for space activities in Australia and by Australians overseas. The office has responsibility for enforcing the provisions of the Space Activities Act 1998 and the Space Activities Regulations 2001, as well as any other agreements entered into by the Australian government for space launch activities. It assesses applications for approval under the Act and has responsibility for the ongoing development of subsidiary regulations and guidance material. This ensures that space activities do not jeopardise public safety, property, the environment, Australia's national security, foreign policy or international obligations. Since the establishment of SLASO in June 2001, a number of space activities have been approved. Two high-shot launches at Woomera, the FedSat microsatellite, the Optus C1 and three Optus D series satellites. The new office will continue to actively engage internationally to advance Australia's interests on space-related issues and advocate the benefits derived from space capabilities. We will continue to be involved in multilateral space-related forums, including current co-chair responsibilities for the Regulation and Law Group within the United Nations Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space. The officer responsible for this will be attending this particular forum next month. We will continue to be involved in key regional forums, such as the Asia-Pacific Regional Space Agency Forum, APRSAF. We are currently leading the Climate Regional Readiness Review initiative within this forum, which focuses on the use of space-derived data for climate policy. We are also actively engaged in bilateral arrangements, developing and managing treaties, agreements and MOUs with other countries to assist the development of space-related links and high-level collaborations. Now a word on the Australian Space Research Program. This program, which provided $40 million of funding to 14 projects, will conclude on 30 June 2003, and there is no program at this stage to follow it. However, the level of collaboration through the ASRP projects is impressive. This high level of collaboration was something hoped for in the planning of the program. Also encouraging is the emergence of spin-off activities from the projects, which was highlighted at the ASRP showcase event on 9 April in Canberra. This demonstrated the future for many of these projects beyond the ASRP program. And finally, a word on stakeholder engagement. Effective stakeholder engagement will be crucial to the work of the new Space Coordination Office. This engagement will be with Australian government agencies, international partners, industry and research, and will need to be targeted and relevant to the objectives of the policy. In terms of our industry stakeholders, the Space Coordination Office plans to organise an annual forum which will provide an opportunity to update the industry sector on key government space activities and priority areas. That's all I have to say very briefly, but I am very open to any questions from the audience during the panel session. Once again, thank you for inviting me to present at this forum. I look forward to working with you as key stakeholders as we progress activities under the new satellite utilisation policy. Thank you.